Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa!
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly. And sponsored by MD Anderson Cancer Center on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, get some Hey Man Ale, the original OG 5% alcohol blonde ale, or the watermelon lime. You can get it at all Publix in the state of Georgia. Ask for it if your Publix doesn't have for it. And thanks to all the package stores that carry it, it's our beer. Mike, news that literally just came down about, 15 minutes ago, Jacob DeGrom will undergo Tommy John.
Wow. And it's funny, we were talking about, in the offseason, would you ever get serious about DeGrom? The Rangers bit, knowing the risks involved. And so a huge contract, and now he is done for the season. Also, we'll talk more about this coming up in the bottom of the hour about the Braves, but A.J. Smith-Shawver will start either Friday or Saturday, our Grant McCauley reporting.
Yeah, and I'm glad about this. Let these guys pitch. What are we waiting on? It's sort of like with Soroka, right? If he's ready, let him pitch.
Right.
If Shawver, he's what, 20 years old? 20?
Yep. 2 years removed from his senior in high school, was throwing BBs the other day in Arizona.
Let him pitch. He came out of the bullpen. He is a starter by trade, so I'm fine with it. We're going to talk with Grant about that coming up as the Braves start a series against the Mets. Ha! The Mets are struggling. They're still looking up to us. We'll get into all of that coming up. Let's talk about our Falcons, Mike, because one of the guys that we think is going to take a step forward is Drake London. And tomorrow we'll be up there for OTAs. We're going to be up there talking to Coach Arthur Smith. A couple of guys are going to stop by the show as well. Should be a great day, and we want you to be a part of it, so make sure you tune in. Coach, by the way, is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. So tomorrow, if you're tuning in like right now, we'll be talking to Arthur Smith about all things Falcons. Drake London, Mike, what did you think about his rookie season, by the way? What did you think?
I thought the delivery system was a no-go. I thought that Mariota and him just couldn't get on the same page. And then once you did get, let's be honest, our boy out there, Desmond Ridder, things are really on an uptick. But once you could get Mariota to get the ball somewhere within that catch radius, and it's a big catch radius, Drake London showed you the ability. Now, he had two embarrassing fumbles, a couple of drops, but I still think you saw the brilliance. And I think if Ritter's the quarterback for more of the season, I think he maybe is the best wide receiver of that rookie class as far as production.
I agree. Should we have beat the Saints? Was it the Saints he fumbled in the game, Mike?
That's a game we'll never know. That was Ritter's first game. Tough spot to be in. Ritter gets the ball stripped after he makes contact inside the hash marks.
Yeah, that was a tough one. But leadership is going to be key. And Drake was asked about it on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network. Here's what he said.
I think I have to take the next step, you know. I like to lead by example, and the next step is being more vocal. You know, I got my feet wet this season. I feel like I have a grasp of what's going on, so I think I could take it to the next level.
I do, too. And by the way, it's going to take more than just Ritter or, you know, one or two guys. Listen, if you have a great football team, you've got leaders all over the football team, whether it be the defensive side, offensive side, But if you're going to be a star like we think Drake London can be, Mike, or Pitts for that matter, these guys are going to have to do their part verbally as well as showing out physically. Here is what he had to say about his quarterback. And this, again, is Drake London on Good Morning Football.
Like you're saying, I mean, his confidence, that speaks volumes in a room. He's your complete quarterback, you know, his leadership role, he does a great job at, and he's doing a great job at it right now. And I think we're all excited just to see him out there and go out there and kill it.
Yeah, I mean, there were some of they gave the fans a little taste of what you may see. We talked about this on Friday up at Mercedes-Benz. You know, some of the play action stuff, wheel routes, running backs releasing out to the back, you know, all the different packages you can use, multiple tight end packages, and the mismatches you may create. But, man, I know I've said it a bunch this week, but it just seems like we got some size and athleticism. We just, you know what it is, guys? We couldn't afford the best players. Now we've got some of the best players. It just looks that way.
Yeah, it looks different. No doubt about it. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our Falcon Report, guys. We're talking about Drake London and some of the things he had to say. What about the playoff potential? Because everybody's talking about this team. If you're sleeping on the Falcons, good. Keep sleeping. I don't mind that, Mike. I want to be under the radar. Mm-hmm. I want to look up in early November and we're like, how many games have we won?
Right.
People start paying attention to how good potentially this team's going to be. Here's what Drake London said about playoffs.
No, I think at the point we're at right now, I think that if you're not thinking about playing 20-plus games, then what are you doing, you know? Our mentality and our goal is to just keep on playing through the postseason and make it to the big one. And I think you feel that in the locker room right now. Everybody's juiced. Everybody's hyped to get to work. And I think we're all on the same path right now.
Hyped and juiced to get to work. And I think, you know, for guys like Drake London, you come off of a season where it was good. To Mike's point, it wasn't great. But you know you can be much better. And if the delivery system is better, then you're going to have a bigger year. And it's not as if, you know, Art's not going to go away from him. You know, we talked about this. How do you balance these targets between Pitts and Drake London and now Bijan Robinson? Mike, it's a good problem to have. We went from CP carrying us, right? If he didn't get a number of touches, you know, in a game, we probably weren't going to have a shot to win the game. And now you've got all these variety of guys that you can go to.
The game where we had to throw a lot, we were coming behind, was the Rams game. That was his most targets. He had 12 targets in that game. Also, he had 12 targets in the Steelers. But then you look at Drake London. We added this guy to be a playmaker. Pitts goes out. And you're looking at 3, 1, 4, 3, 5. I mean, they got to be more targets than
there has
that.
To be.
I mean, that's crazy talk.
There has to be.
I mean, he's got to be an impact player. You draft him there, he's got to be an impact player.
I'm with you. See, this is what we're talking about with throwing the ball vertically down the field. And we'll talk to Art about this tomorrow. But we can't be checking down, right? Because now we have the safety blanket of Bijan Robinson, which is going to be great. But, Mike, if we're going to be a real player or contender, you got to throw the ball vertically. How do you do that? You got to throw it to Drake. You got to throw it to Pitts. And they both, I think, have to see more targets this season.
His best game of the year was the last game of the year. 8 targets, 6 receptions for 120. And that was the fourth game he got to play with Desmond Ridder.
Got you. So it got better as it went on. Last but not least, what about drafting Bijan? Here's what Drake London said about his new teammate.
He's been amazing, you know. And this goes back to Coach Art and the guy that he brings in. He's humble, hardworking, doesn't really talk too much, but he gets the job done. And then, as you can see from his tape in Texas, I mean, he's an electric back, and we're just excited to use him in all aspects of the field.
Okay. So, humble, we knew that. Works hard, we knew that. Doesn't talk a lot. Okay. I mean, Mike, that's what you get from these guys that are, I think, you know, like I don't want to say he's Barry Sanders, but those kinds of players that just, they go out and play, right? And I don't think you're going to see Bijan, if he has a 3-touchdown kind of game in the NFL, and I think he has the potential to do that, he may do it multiple times. Right. He's not going to be like pounding his chest and saying, looking at me. That's just not his nature.
Hey, one of the greatest Falcons to ever dress out never said anything. Julio Jones.
You're right.
It wasn't like Julio was going to give you the big soundbite. Julio, I mean, other than the one time with, hey, Matt, we just talked to Sanu. He said, you guys probably have 2,000-yard seasons. Julio goes, that's his opinion. You know, and he was just being a wise. But it's just, Julio rarely gave you the big soundbite, if we're honest. Other than, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, he did say that, didn't he? I forgot about that with Shannon Sharp, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'm out.
Skip. Well,
Shannon's out of there, too, now.
Yeah, now Shannon's flying the coop.
When's he leaving?
When's the last night?
That has not been announced, but apparently the front runner is Shady McCoy to take over.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Now, the thing is, Shady's a loose cannon. He might just reach over and punch somebody. I'd pay to see that. I would pay. Now, again, Shady, quite honestly, you were never that kind of a running back. What? Say it one more time.
Say it again.
I would watch fire. I'd get up in the morning to watch Skip Bayless choked out by Shady McCoy. Day-Day, you with me? Who's with me? Say it again. You.
It's like Pinky. You, say it again.
You HGH plastic surgery-looking mother.
Yeah, he is a loose cannon. But no, So Shannon, I think somebody just said Dukes, he's leaving after the NBA Finals is over.
And we talked about this briefly on Friday. When it went south, it was, they're talking about Brady. And it was a good argument, and Skip was making decent points. But be honest, Shannon was making better points. And then Skip's losing the argument. He goes, well, of course, you're jealous of Brady because he's playing at 45, and you had to walk away at 35. It's like, what?
He said that?
Yeah. And, Shannon's like, and his eyes got big. I mean, it was like.
Because he was like, I'm a champion.
Yeah. And it's like, first off, he's a Super Bowl, two-time Super Bowl winner, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's.
You know what I mean? It's like, and not everybody's career goes to 45. Tom Brady is the ultimate outlier. So it was a stupid comment, but that's when it got personal, and that's when the toothpaste wouldn't go back in the tube, from the way I perceived it.
Skip.
It's
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Say it again. As we talk about our Falcons here, I do think that the other part of this, and I just want to mention this because we're going to get Ross Tucker on again. Ross Tucker, Mike, gave Arthur Smith that he ranked all the coaches.
Right.
And he said Arthur Smith, in his opinion, is 18th best head coach in the NFL. Well, we've won 7 games in 2 years, right? Back-to-back years, 7-9 seasons. I don't have a problem with Ross Tucker putting Arthur Smith here. I don't even know if Arthur Smith would have a problem with this.
Right.
But I just so you guys know, he's got top 5. He's got Tomlin. He's got Sean Payton, Nick Sirianni, Bill Belichick, and Big Red.
Right.
As the top 5 coaches right now, or at least, in his rankings in the NFL. So Arthur Smith is 18. And then you had Mike McDonald, 14. Kevin O'Connell, 15. Dan Campbell, Lions, 16. Mm-hmm. Dan Campbell better than Arthur Smith?
Well, he's certainly given some sound bites. Yeah, just this week he said that Goff is better now in Detroit than he was with the Rams.
Yeah.
Now, whether you want to believe that or not, I mean, Goff had more talent at times around him with the Rams, and McVay's considered to be a better coach. But for what, Dan Campbell's pumping up his boy. He's better now. And we're going to bite some knees, some ankles. No, I mean, but now there's.
And remember, they drafted the kid out of Tennessee.
Correct. They got Hendon Hooker, but now the expectations for the Lions are up there. So how does Dan Campbell and his staff handle that? Look, we haven't done anything. So he's got his 18. We'll talk to Ross about it. I mean, we could argue that, Mike Vrabel's 13. Mike McDaniel with the Dolphins is 14. At least he's been to a playoff. So, I mean, there is something to say. And we'll ask Ross. Ross isn't being mean-spirited. He knows, too, we had no money the first 2 years that this coach was here. But now it's time to go. It's time to make something happen.
Yeah, certainly is. Hey, follow us, guys, on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. Say it again. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and this radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 929.
I would like to see Shady McCoy kind of do like the Pee Wee Herman's Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Remember when, the scene where he just crashes all the different TV shows and movie sets?
Oh, yeah.
And then Brandel Chamblee's talking about Live Golf, and then Shady McCoy chokes him out, too.
He just makes his way to the set.
I'd like to see that.
Hey, guys, you can also watch us on Twitch and on YouTube, ATL 929 The Game, 929 The Game. Thanks to Whispers, who's running the cameras today. We're coming back. Braves conversation on the way as we'll go around the yard with Grant McCauley at 540. But when we come back, we got to talk about something that's going to happen over the next 3 days. And I don't want to hear any excuses. It's Dukes and Bell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Joe Patrick. There was major news in the golfing world today as the PGA and LIV Tours officially announced this morning that the leagues will merge commercial operations under a newly branded venture. The merger will end all legal disputes between the two organizations who have been embroiled in a feud for the past 2 years. The new organization is yet to be named, but PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan will be its CEO, while Saudi financier Yasir Al-Ramayan, who led LIV Golf, will serve as chairman of the board. In baseball, after a day off, the Braves are back on the field today to start an important series against their biggest competitors for the NL East title as the Mets come to Truist Park. The Mets have fallen 5.5 games back behind the Braves, who maintain the best record in the National League heading into today's action, despite having a record of just 10-13 since May 10th. Bryce Elder takes the ball for the Braves against Carlos Carrasco with first pitch set for 7:20. And elsewhere in baseball, big news for former Mets ace Jacob deGrom, who is reportedly set to have Tommy John surgery on his right elbow for the second time in his career. DeGrom threw 30 innings this year after having signed a 5-year, $185 million contract with the Rangers in December. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Joe Patrick from the Kia Studios on your home of tomorrow's Atlanta United game against LAFC. Kickoff at 10:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
This was never about morality. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to talk about LIV and the PGA merging. Before we do, Mets in town tonight. Mike, I just want to make this clear. Grant McCall is going to join us here in about 20 minutes. We'll talk with him about all things that are going on with our Braves as they had a day off yesterday. But I just don't want to hear about how the Mets have had injuries and, oh, they're sluggish and they're inconsistent. They're 5.5 games back. I don't care about any of that because, Mike, nobody cares when it's our team and we don't have Freed, we don't have Wright, we haven't – all the things that we've had to deal with, right, to start the season, and here we are still in first place. So for all the Met fans out there that are making your way to Truist tonight or the next day or the next day, I don't care. I don't want to hear about, well, if it wasn't for this, we'd be there.
The NL East is over.
Yeah, we know. So we've lived this already, and we're back in a familiar place, and so are the Mets looking up at us, Mike. I just want to make that clear over the next 3 days.
Yeah, man, they've had some injuries. We got some injuries. We just lost, like you said, 34 wins from last year. 20 from Wright, 14 from Fried, plus all those quality starts. And, you know, nobody's crying us a river right up in New York over this stuff. So we got to deal with it. They've been dealing with a lot of guys not hitting. Very top-heavy lineup we discussed yesterday. So, and look, Buck Showalter's overrated. You know, he choked away another division lead last year.
He did.
Say what you want. All these guys from ESPN. On Showalter, he's a bum.
No, that was a lot there.
He's a, well, again, remember last year, those, you talked about it. All right, don't make me do that impression again. Oh, you know, the Mets, even though they're losing this series, they're getting swept by the Braves. Buck Showalter's a tremendous manager. He looks at foul balls and even knows the direction of the foul balls. What does that even mean, you stupid idiot?
Who is that moron from ESPN, Chris?
That would be Eduardo Perez.
Eduardo Perez. Go see a throat specialist. I can recommend one.
You can say that.
Jeez,
you can say that.
No, but you guys remember.
What was that sound you made earlier?
No, for those who don't remember, Carl Ravage, you know, Ravage with his 3-2 pays. That was a short-haired toupee, a chin strap. But those guys were just going over and over on the Mets while they were blowing this division, while the Braves are winning game after game.
That's two references you've made.
So let the national media go on Showalter, and we'll just continue to kick their butts.
I don't want to hear
Bryce Elder tonight.
Any excuses. That's all I'm saying. Hey, man, let's talk about.
I'd say the excuse machine is bone dry.
By the way, by the way, Chris, you may remember this from last year. Who was the rookie they called up? Because they were even like the third baseman. The ESPN guys were even doing this, the whole treatment, and the guy was 0-for-3 and he had strikeouts.
Yeah, it was, you know, Brett Beatty.
Hazel, look at his approach at the plate. Oh, get out of here. Shut up already. How about giving the Braves and Snicker their due? Give us back our All-Star game, national media, and let's rock and roll, you turds. You got me fired up today, Dukes.
Because I'm tired of hearing about the Mets. Meet the Mets. I'm tired of it.
I grew up there, and I hate them.
This is all we hear. So I just want to beat the snot out of them over the next three games, and we'll continue to have fun. But we own them right now, and this is what it is. But everybody's like, yeah, but if it wasn't for this, more with Grant McCauley coming up. All right, this wasn't about morality, even though some people wanted it to be. Some people wanted to make this out to be about a stance and standing on their soapbox mic and saying, hey, I can't believe these guys are going to take the money with the Saudis. Well, what are you guys saying today? Because the PGA has made the decision that it's in their best interest to partner and merger with LIV Golf. And if you're just joining us today, this is a huge story. It's huge news. And Mike, plain and simple, unifying the sport obviously is the best deal for everybody, but this was about money. Mike, right. Can we just say it? This was about money. This was about ultimately money winning out. The PGA saying, okay, what is in our best interest moving forward? You saw Jay Monahan said today, this isn't about now, this is about 10 years from now. 10 years from now, when you're rolling in the money.
Same Jay Monahan that was talking about 9/11.
Correct.
And the Saudis. If you remember, guys, go back. You can look it up. Not making it up. So look. They poised and they postured and they did all this crap early on. And now, at the end of the day, the deep pockets of the Saudis have won out. You can have a bigger global event because, again, guys, it's the old European Tour, it's LIV, and it's the PGA Tour all coming together under, as they're calling, one umbrella. A lot of details to get put together. Perhaps you'll see more Americans playing over in Europe. Perhaps you'll see more Americans playing in Pan-Asia, I guess, in the Asian Tour. Or the what was considered the Asian Tour. Maybe you'll have some of those team events. They can turn those team events into big TV events. You know those skins games we all watch?
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of opportunities, but at the end of the day, their money pays as good as anybody else's. There's awful people in the world. Some countries more worse than others. And unfortunately, in this case, if you were someone who was upset about this, Carl and I said it. Good luck trying to shop in the supermarket or your favorite box store without buying something from some place where bad things are happening.
Well, everybody does business around the world. Like, every major company, for whatever they say or whatever statements they might put out or whatever PR stance, everybody does business around the world, right? We live in a global economy.
Right.
I'd love to tell you that everything is made here in the USA, and we only buy things in the USA, and if it's not from the USA, we don't do business. That's just not realistic. So when it comes to these sports leagues, everybody wanted to get on their high horse. And I said all along, listen, at the end of the day, when you get your paycheck, you don't care where it came from. Mm-hmm. All you care about is paying for the things that are necessary for you to live and your family to live the way they need to. And I think this was no different. At the end of the day, Mike, these golfers were like, hey, we're golfers. We just want to go golf. And then we got all ticked off at them taking the money. And now I just simply say, for everybody that was against these guys leaving, pick them.
Right.
What are you saying now as the PGA basically says, okay, hey, let's just be friends?
You know, it's like I love motorsports, right? And like a third of the motorsports season now happens in the Middle East. The Middle East bankrolls soccer teams all over Europe. You know, matter of fact, some of the best player in the world is going to sign for $600 million to go play in Saudi Arabia. It's now, again, if you feel that that strongly about it, that you're going to avert your eyes from the golf because it's got involvement with the Saudi, I don't know what to tell you. My only beef, Carl, is when people preach to me. You know, whether it's a Brandel Chamblee or if it's Steve Kerr who wants to talk about human rights and then forget about China. Just don't be a hypocrite. That's where I come down on all this stuff. But just don't sit there and get all sanctimonious, because at the end of the day, as you said about years ago, you said, do you really care where the money in your checking account comes from? Do you really? Then who cares? Let's get on with our lives.
Yeah.
There's places in the world maybe you avoid. You don't give them their money. Saudi Arabia is trying to become a tourist destination, improve their footprint in the world globally, and they're doing this, and I get it. I mean, I will say this. If anything, there's people out there. There's a lot of people in America, Carl, don't know nothing about nothing, who now know that Saudi Arabia is bad. Oh, and they wouldn't have known that before the Live Golf controversy.
Well, that's true. But I would ask you this question for all you soccer fans out there. You watch the Premier League. You boycotting that? They own Newcastle, Mike.
Manchester City.
We just had Darren Eales in studio.
Right.
You boycotting that? So, I mean, that's where I'm at with the whole, it was a morality conversation because that's what the PGA wanted to try to make it, to get this emotional pull from everybody that went, oh, I can't believe these guys. And now you folded and the money has won over.
Well, the funny part about this whole thing is God bless Phil Mickelson, because Phil, let's be honest, Carl, there's never a situation where he can't put his foot in his mouth. And if you guys remember all the way back, it all started with Phil in a conversation he thought was off the record saying, those Saudis are horrible people. They killed Khashoggi, civil rights violations, all terrible things. But hey, I can take those guys and leverage more money out of the PGA Tour. And that's exactly what they did. So guys like Ricky Fowler are probably kicking themselves. Tiger Woods, what he was offered, $800 million. He's got one good leg. He could have stolen nearly $1 billion from the Saudis. Now, again, maybe you respect Tiger even more now because he didn't do that. Maybe you don't care.
I think, though, his situation is different than what's the guy's name? Jay Varner? What's his name?
Harold Varner III, HB3.
Tiger Woods has a legacy in the PGA, Mike. If you're going to match, if I'm an upcoming golfer, I just saw this kid. He's 13. He's trying to make the U.S. Open, right? I don't even know if he's going to make it.
Right.
And I'm thinking, if this kid does, he's going to be one of the big stories, and we'll be talking about the next big thing. And my point is, if I'm looking at being what Tiger is and trying to accomplish the things he's done, I can't play less golf. And I can't play in lesser tournaments and less holes because it doesn't mean the same. So for Tiger, it was like, look, I wanted to be Jack, and what Jack accomplished and what I've accomplished, my legacy is with the PGA, and I'm going to stay here, and I'm not going to take money just because everybody else is running to that. But he didn't have to. That's the other part of it. Some of these golfers hadn't made the kind of money. I'm telling you, guys that didn't take the money right now, there's no doubt in my mind, Mike, a bunch of those guys are upset today because basically you're PO'd that you could have took the money, and a year later you're back in the PGA tournament in the tour.
Dustin Johnson, you know, Bryson DeChambeau, who's able to get back on the leaderboard. Remember, there were some concerns with him physically, like he won't get back to being the same guy. Kind of the same mindset for Brooks Koepka. Koepka, you saw it on Netflix. He lost all his confidence because of the injuries. He looked like a broken dude. Comes back, nearly wins the Masters, wins the PGA, and he makes $100 million. DeChambeau made $100 mil, Dustin Johnson made $100 mil, and Phil made $200 million. And the guys, like I said, if you're Ricky Fowler, you're never going to win anything ever again. Your career is what it is. Fowler's got to be kicking himself, Carl.
He has to.
And how does Rory McIlroy feel? Because Rory goes out, and he's like the poster boy for the PGA, and then Monahan and these guys pull this end around. And a lot of golfers, we talked about it in Guy Talk, nobody saw this coming. Guys on tour got blindsided.
Is it great for golf fans? Yes.
But better for us going to tour championship.
Oh, it's great. I get to see everybody. I want to see all the best. I'm happy about that. But I am just a little bit skeptical about how hypocritical some of the guys have been when it comes to the things that have been said, when it comes to we'll never. Right. Never say never. I never do this in sports. It's sports. Right. Never say never. Oh, they'll never merge. They'll never. Okay. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's kind of like those guys who, like, remember the baseball strike in 94? That's it. I'm done. I'm going to go watch the Savannah Bananas.
I'm never going to watch baseball again.
Knock yourself out.
Hey, man, we're going to go around the yard with Grant McCauley. What's the latest with our pitching situation for this particular series? We'll get an update on the injuries and everything as we get ready to take on the Mets. By the way, it's raining at Truist Park.
Hail.
Yeah. I just saw the pictures, so I don't know if there's weather in store or not, but just make note of it if you're heading over to the park tonight.
I still haven't got the dents out of my car from the last hailstorm.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's like a golf ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Joe Patrick. There is major news in the golfing world today as the PGA and LIV Tours officially announced this morning that the leagues will merge commercial operations under a newly branded venture. The merger will end all legal disputes between the two organizations who have been embroiled in a feud for the past 2 years. The new organization is yet to be named, but PGA Commissioner Jay Moynihan will be its CEO, while Saudi financier Yasser Al-Rumayyan, who led LIV Golf, will serve as chairman of the board. In baseball, the Braves are back on the field today after a day off to start an important series against their biggest competitors for the NL East title as the Mets come to Truist Park. The Mets have fallen 5.5 games back behind the Braves, who maintain the best record in the National League heading into today's action, despite a record of 10-13 since May 10th. Bryce Elder takes the ball for the Braves against Carlos Carrasco with first pitch set for 7:20. With the Braves tonight will be newly acquired reliever Ben Heller, who arrives in Atlanta after being designated for assignment by the Rays last Friday. The 31-year-old right-hander has not pitched in the majors since 2020. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Joe Patrick from the Kia Studios on your home of tomorrow's Atlanta United game against LAFC. Kickoff at 10:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Around the yard with your 2021 World Series champion Atlanta Braves. On Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Who's ready to play the Mets? It's Dukes and Bell. Acuna for life, he's leading off. He's playing so well right now. We're going to talk about that as well with Grant McCauley, who joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline. Grant, before some of the things that are going on with the Braves, what's the weather situation over there at Truist right now?
Well, we had a pretty nasty little storm that just kind of flew over, dropped a lot of rain here, but seems to be drying out now, and I think we're going to be good to go at 7:20. Haven't heard any indication otherwise, and that is always a good thing when we start on time.
Nice. I know that we've talked so much about the youth movement with the Braves. Now we find out that the latest Braves is going to get a start. When's that going to happen?
Well, it should be happening Friday or Saturday, according to Brian Snitker, and that will, of course, be A.J. Smith-Shawver, who made his major league debut in the Braves' exciting win over Arizona on Sunday. He tossed 2 1/3 innings of hitless ball, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, looked like he was in complete command. Talked to a couple of different Braves pitchers in particular about their debut and how they were feeling, and obviously got to hear from A.J. Smith-Shawver as well. But I think it was Kyle Wright that said he just looked like he had no fear. And when you've got that going, you can have success. So I think getting the opportunity to start is something that's well-earned with what he's shown thus far this year. And as we know, and I'm sure we'll talk about with the Michael Soroka situation, they want to go with a pitcher they believe will give them the best chance to win on that day. Long-term, I don't think that changes the prognosis of giving Soroka more opportunities, but what they saw early on here with these first couple of starts, feel like they wanted to go that route again. And A.J. Smith-Shawver certainly opened season and pitched great against a very tough Arizona lineup.
Grant, what's your opinions on Soroka and the move to send him back to Gwinnett? Five runs, all 7 hits, 3 2/3 innings. It was a game the Braves were able to win because of the bullpen and obviously Eddie with the grand slam. But what do you make of this move by the Braves? Because some people are like, okay, how long is he going to be down there? Can he really help us? There's some skepticism now.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that it was just the two starts. I mean, one of the things when you look at and start to analyze, like, what went wrong in that start, you brought up a good one. Runs with two outs. That's a bit of a problem. You want to be able to tamp those down and not have that be an issue. But for Soroka, I think there were a lot of non-competitive pitches, and unfortunately, not a lot of swing and miss. Arizona, only two swings and misses in that start. So that is usually an indication that they are picking up the ball pretty well, or either you're missing a lot, and when you are getting it over the plate, they're not missing. So the 7 hits, obviously that tells you that they were seeing it pretty good, and the walks were a problem for Soroka as well. I just kind of looked at, when he came up, the opportunity to give him the start against Oakland, and I felt like outside of a little bit of trouble and the one changeup I know he'd like to have back, he looked all right. And then we can, of course, say that's the Oakland Athletics, so you should look all right against them. Then you look at this Arizona start. It was a much tougher lineup, but I kind of thought the third one would really be the time to take from the first two and maybe make some adjustments and start to dial some things in. But Brian Snitker was talking about it and said, look, you know, Alex communicated to Michael that, you know, where we needed him to be, and he agreed. And so going back down to Gwinnett, just the work will continue, and I think we'll see him again. But obviously this was kind of a litmus test to where are you right now? We needed help in the starting rotation. They felt like he could. They were able to win one of those two starts. That's a positive. Eddie Rosario was a big reason why, but I wouldn't start ruling out Soroka or making rash decisions or judgments just based on these two starts. The velocity was there. The pitch mix is there. He's just got to get some refinement. And after nearly 3 years of not pitching in Major League Baseball, I think we knew there were going to be some challenges that came up along the way.
It is a Grant McCauley, guys, best baseball man in town. And as you've said with your conversations with Mike, it's not like he's, you know, mentally struggling with this. He said all the right things. And look, right. I haven't been good enough. I got to go back and work on it. Meanwhile, you brought this up on Twitter earlier today. We made a trade with the Rays because I know we don't have a lot of money. Check that. We've got money, but we don't have the resources right now. And it's too early for a big trade, but we're making minor moves. And this is one of them. Who's this Heller guy?
Yeah, the pitcher that they picked up today, I feel like it's just one of those that we're not going to see him immediately. They already optioned him down to Triple-A Gwinnett, so this isn't really a big change in the bullpen. The real move to help out with the bullpen in this series is Rodery Munoz coming up from Triple-A Gwinnett. So just kind of some adds and subtractions. They also picked up, I believe, Luke Williams, an infielder who played with the Marlins last year. He was cut loose by the Dodgers. They cut Nick Solak or designated him for assignment. And Lucas Litke also cleared waivers, which is not altogether surprising considering he was injured and ineffective. So he's going to be down in Triple-A Gwinnett today. So it's just a lot of little moves, but nothing that really, I think, moves the needle beyond the organizational depth that Alex Anthopoulos is always going to be out there looking for.
We're talking with Grant McCauley. Grant, you know how I feel about Ronald Acuna, but the numbers are just screaming he's the best player right now, and I want to get your take on this. 971 OPS, that's third in the league. 10 home runs have traveled over 420 feet. He's got 12 home runs, 26 stolen bases. Guys, the only player in Major League history to ever have hit 35 home runs and steal 50 bases was Eric Davis. Grant, that happened
in 1987.
1987. Wow. He's on pace to do that. And I just put that out there to say this is how well Ronald Acuna is playing right now. Runners in scoring position on this team, nobody's hitting the ball better. 333, 990 OPS. He leads the team with runners in scoring position. Grant, we're watching something pretty special.
Yeah, and for the crowd that may be wondering, is Acuna hustling all the time? He also is tied for the Major League lead with infield hits. So he's doing a little bit of everything. We've seen him show off the arm. Obviously, he's first in the National League in stolen bases. That's a big deal. And he's on pace for a 30-70 season. That has never happened. Eric Davis got close in 1986 because he hit 27 homers and stole 80 bases. Then he followed that up with that little 37-50 routine in 87. Eric Davis, I don't want to waste our whole time here talking about him, but what an incredible talent to do those kinds of things. And the only other guy that did 30 homers and 50 steals in a season is Barry Bonds. So Ronald Acuna Jr. has moved into a stratosphere with some players and some seasons and some numbers that you don't see too terribly often. So easily the front runner for National League MVP right now. I had Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com on my show on From the Diamond on Sunday, and I just asked him, I mean, you're watching all of these teams. We need to have a conversation about where Ronald Acuna Jr. ranks amongst all of MLB's elite players, because he is making that case again this year. He's reminding people how good he is. So when you start talking about who's the best player in baseball, a lot of people are going to say Shohei Ohtani. And I understand why, because he's doing things that we may never see again in our lifetime. But when you start talking about best all-around offensive player, at the very least, Ronald Acuña Jr. has got to be at the top of that list for me. There's just really, he doesn't have a lot of peers right now, and he may not have even really truly gotten the home run stroke going yet. That should also scare people.
What should we expect from Matt Olson as far as, I know we got OPS, he's at 879, but it seems like the average is a little bit low right now. And I'll do the obligatory, you can double down on two questions. And Michael Harris, 2-for-19 on the road trip.
Yeah. Well, I think with Olson, the big thing is, and I talked to him at length before the Braves headed out on that road trip, and he said, look, the strikeouts are obviously piling up. I'm well aware of that. It's not what the outcome that anybody wants. And then talking to Kevin Seitzer, he said Matt's biggest deal is he's missing some pitches early in at-bats, fouling them off, just not getting his pitch to drive and doing something with it. And then he's just kind of getting pitched through and pitched beyond and not having the second opportunity. So not missing your pitch. That may sound really rudimentary, but that seems to be kind of the crux of what has happened to Matt over the past probably 3 to 4 weeks. But I thought there were some signs here and there that he and he's got the track record of being a guy that's going to take his walks as well. So he does find his way on base, but he wants to cut down on the strikeout. For Harris, I feel like there were some serious signs on this road trip that, you know, whether it was the 4 hard hit balls he had on, I believe it was Saturday night, and you know, 1 hit to show for it, or the fact that, hey, he took the walk that sparked the rally for the Eddie Rosario Grand Slam that helped the Braves win that baseball game. So I feel like there's a lot of different things that are kind of coming together for him, but you want to start seeing the hits piling up. But the hard hit balls are for sure, and he's starting to use all fields, and that, I think, was a key to getting Michael Harris going.
Pitching matchup, everybody's looking forward to the one on Thursday, obviously, Strider, Verlander. That's going to be great. Mm-hmm. But what do you make of how this rotation sets up for us? I think it sets up really well.
Yeah, I think it does as well. I mean, Bryce Elder has been such a revelation and such a necessary guy in this rotation to stabilize things when you lose 2 of your best pitchers. And he already had questions in the back of the the back of the rotation anyway. Bryce Elder has been the answer a lot this year, and I think he's going to be counted on to do it again. Clearly, you want Charlie Morton to just step in and do the Charlie Morton thing and get you into the 6th or 7th inning with a chance to win a baseball game like he did in Arizona. But you got to get the offense going, and the Mets are obviously running out their best pitchers as well. So it's going to be interesting to see these two teams match up because the Mets are kind of in the position that the Braves were a year ago. They're not in first place. They're the ones doing the chasing. They've had a lot of trouble getting to and staying at or above 500. They've had some injuries. They've had some inconsistency. But have they played their best baseball yet this year with 103 games left to go? I would tend to think that maybe they have not. So every one of these games is going to be important because you only get to 13 head-to-head matchups. This year, it isn't play these guys 7 or 8 times in September to figure things out because you've got 19 matchups. So that, I think, is a factor that we need to think about as well.
I know we've talked about some of the guys that are struggling from time to time, but it just seems like the Braves 1 through 9, the Mets just seem very top-heavy, and if they don't get production and they don't score runs at the top, it's like kind of just flipping over the lineup.
Yeah, and it's kind of felt like for a lot this year, it's been Pete Alonso and not a lot else from a consistency standpoint. Francisco Lindor looked good in April. Now he obviously the numbers have been, you know, in a nosedive over the past 5 or 6 weeks. That's the guy that they need more from. I mean, clearly you make the big trade, you bring him over, you sign him to a $300 million deal to be, you know, one of, if not the face of your franchise. He has not been able to live up to that, I think, that expectation, offensively speaking. I was thinking about this when the series started, just kind of walking into the ballpark today, just, you know, thinking about Braves and Mets. And, you know, Lindor is a guy that if you asked me 4 or 5 years ago, you said, okay, Mike Trout's not available. Who would you start your team with? I might have answered Francisco Lindor not that long ago because I felt like he was one of the young budding stars of baseball, but he just really hasn't been able to put it all up. They've had injuries. They've had some offensive struggles as well. It'll be, you know, the onus is on them to figure it out because obviously they spent an awful lot of money on this team over the offseason to come back and do something close to what they did last year. And thus far, through the first 60 or so games, they have not been able to meet that goal.
Grant, great job as always. Beat the Mets! Beat the Mets! We'll see what happens with this series as it gets underway tonight over at Truist. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Coming up. Why did our superstar scrub his social media? It's driving us crazy, and people are telling us, here's the reason why, Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk about it with you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.